We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah, the new Mishnah, Daf Kuf Nun Amud Aleph. Talk to the Mishnah. Lo Yiska Odom Payalim B'Shabbos. A person is not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos, even to do work after Shabbos. And what's the reason? Rashi says the reason is because it says in the Pasuk, you're not allowed to do your own, like, things for a weekday. You know, the weekday Tzrochim, you know, take care of on Shabbos. It's part of the Issa, Mimsei Cheftzicha, Davidova. You can't do Choyl weekday in Yonim, you can't do on Shabbos. Therefore, you're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. V'loyoyma odom l'chaveir l'iskolei peyolim. You can't tell your friend either to hire workers for you. And we'll see what the Chiddush is, because just like you're not allowed to hire workers because of Mimsei Cheftzicha, why should your friend be able to hire? What's the Havamina that it would be mutter to hire someone that your friend could hire someone for you? Here's another halacha, but it's lifnei iver, at least in the Mishnah, you're making him make a mistake, do aveira. Tomorrow we'll talk about that. Another halacha in the Mishnah, eimach shichim ala tchum. You're not allowed to take a walk until the end of your tchum, which is really mutter to do. You're allowed to walk until the end of your tchum. But here, you read while you're walking all the way to the end of your tchum to be ready after Shabbos to hire workers that are a little past the tchum. So the minute you hit the 72, you're going to walk across your tchum line and hire peyolim. So you're going out there just for that. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Eim achshich ma'al tchum, liskar peyolim. Or lahavi peyris, or to bring back peyris. It means, the Gemara doesn't say on my base, it means the peyris da mechubar. You're standing there waiting to cut off the peyris to bring them back. That's not mutter to do. And what's the reason? So in the Rambam, in the Rambam it says that the pshat is, because that's also a problem in Sechef Secha. You take a walk there, you're not doing a Shabbos Digan Yonim, you're doing a weekday Digan Yonim. Aval, Machshech, Hu, Lishmar, but you could go out there, Lishmar, or maybe Peris V'yodai. You could go out towards the end of your Tchum to watch Peris, to watch no one to steal your Peris, as long as you're in your Tchum. And because that's mutter to do on Shabbos, you're allowed to watch your Peris from getting it stolen on Shabbos, therefore you're allowed to go out for that also. And once you're out there, you're allowed to bring back, or maybe Peris beyond, you're allowed to bring back Peris after Shabbos, because the Ikke Machshava was for to watch it, like Rashi says. This Ikke Machshava was to watch it, now I could still bring back, do Malacha after Shabbos, and it turns out that going there before on Shabbos to wait there, I gained because now I could bring back the payers quicker. But since the reason I went there was to watch over my field, it's mutta. And the Gemara ends up with a klal. Oma Abba Shol, Kol Shani Zakai Bam Rasa, anything I'm allowed to tell someone to do, I'm allowed to talk about. Rishoy Ani Lahakshulav. I'm allowed to also go out towards the end of the Tchum for that. Like example over here, you're allowed to tell someone to watch payers for you because watching payers is not a problem on Shabbos. So therefore, the same thing, you could go be machshechalav, which means to go to the end of tchum for that. So the Gemara, we're going to discuss the first line of the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah said that you should not let a higher pilot. Why? Because the pasuk says, "M'msay cheftzicha," you now let take care of your weekday tzrochim on Shabbos. So break the Gemara kasha, and the way Rash learns the kasha is that Gemara is asking that it's pashut that you can't tell your friend either. If you can't do it, so of course you can't tell your friend to do it. What's the Havamina? Omura Papa, or Papa answers, Chever Nochriu. Talk about a friend that's a non-Jew. And the Chiddush is, I can't tell a non-Jew to hire Poilin for me. I can't tell John, you know, please hire, get me a few workers for my extension. You can't do that. Freitig Marakash, Maskar of Rav Ashi, that's also Pashut. Amir Nochri Shvus. We know, like Rashi says from the Mishnah before, the Nochri that wants, you're not allowed to tell a guy, a non-Jew, to come extinguish your fire. You're not allowed to tell a guy, it's Amir Nochri's Aser. So what's the Chizva Mishnah? We know Amir Nochri's Aser. So there's a very important thing you have to speak out here. L'chayra, hiring Pailim on Shabbos is Pashas only mid-Rabbanon. It's only a Shvus. And telling a guy, also d'Rabbanon. L'chayra should be a Shvus to Shvus. So state that even for Issa d'Rabbanon, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do malacha. Even for Isidra Abanon, Taisus Nadav Kuf, I think, speaks this out clearly. That's a raya. That even by the Rabbanons, you can't tell a guy to do something. Even by the Rabbanons. And he brings a raya from here. Taisus Nadav Kuf Chavalov, the Masla Ain says, I feel by Isidra Abanon, Miro Nochri, Shvos, Kamila, come on, Parak Shoyal, Yama Odmah Chaver, Schoyli Payalim, the Mukle Bechaver Nochri. So the question is, so why is it so poshut? We're having a kash over here. Maskil Rashi says it's poshut. It's not so poshut. It makes the chiddush is that even by the rabbanon. So on that, some of the achrayim answer that the mishnah before is to extinguish a fire is also the rabbanon. To extinguish a fire is melacha shein tzrich leguf, and according to Rav Shimon, it's only the rabbanon. And still, we see now a tell a guy to do that. So the Gemara's kash is pshita. We know by the rabbanon, you can't tell a guy to do something. You can't tell the guy to do it. Is the rabbanon? So back shver, what's the chiddush over here in our Mishnah? If it's your friend who's Eid, of course he can't hire Pailim. If you can't hire Pailim, then he can't hire Pailim either. The more I answer is a guy. If it's a non-Jew, it's also Shver. That's possible. We know already it's a Amir Lanachi. Ella Omar Ravashi, Yafil Tema Chaver Yisrael, talking about your friend Yisrael telling him to hire. Hakamash Valon. They were not telling the friend to hire. It's a different Chiddush. Lo Yoma Odom Chaver Yisrael Pailim means Lo Yoma Odom Lichaveroi. You're not allowed to tell your friend to hire you workers. Of course, the Mishnah is saying that you can't hire Pailim, you can't tell your friend to hire Pailim. But the Mishnah is really telling us something else. It's a diak. I can't tell my friend to hire me workers, but I am allowed to tell my friend, you know, if you like, stand with me on the corner of Madison Avenue tonight at 9:40. And we both know what it was standing there for, because I'm hiring you for a job. That is mutter to do. Because since he didn't say it clearly, all it is hirer, and hirer is mutter. The only isser of mimse chavzcha is only bedibur, but behirer is mutter. Let's read it inside one more time. How come I spun the dig like this? Lo yoyma odm chaveri shcheli poyim, I'll tell your friend to hire poyim. Aval oyma odm chaveri, you can tell your friend, hanirish tamid imi li erev. You know, make sure you stand with me there on Madison Avenue tonight, and I'm going to hire you. You don't say those words, I'm going to hire you. But we all know that, because this guy's a plumber and you have a job to do, we all know that's what you're doing. And you're allowed to say that. Umastisim, money, kerb, shum, and karcha. Mish is going to the madiyam, rab, shum, and karcha. Tiny link to the bride. So, lo yema, odom, lechave, rai, nirosh, tamari, v'lerev. Tanakhama says that, hira, kadibur, and you're now going to tell your friend, hanirosh, tamari, email, erev. Even though you didn't say it clearly, but since you're thinking it, so then this is considered like dibur, you're now going to tell your friend, you know, stand with me on Madison Avenue tonight. Because we know, we all know what that's for. You're allowed to tell your friend that stand with me in that place tonight, and we all know you're going to be hired. I'm Rabbi Vachan Rabbi Yechanan, halachah Rabbi Shuma Karcha. We pass like Rabbi Shuma Karcha, that's mutter to do that. My time with Rabbi Shuma Karcha, what is the reasoning for Rabbi Shuma Karcha? Like we spoke out, the chsivim, tzoy cheftzach of a dabe dava, dibur is awesome. A dibur shel choyl is also on Shabbos, but hirer mutter. You're allowed to think about choyl on Shabbos. That means, technically speaking, you're allowed to think about business on Shabbos. You can't talk about it, but you can think about it. That's what will come out from the Gemara. And we say it's halacha lemaisa. Lemaisa, the Rishonim ready, and it's brought down la halacha, speak out that even though it's mutter, but it's better, you should not think about business on Shabbos. It's in you not to think about business on Shabbos. First of all, it could bring you to be Torah in the business, not think about Shabbos, and it can make you upset maybe. Lemaisa, even though Me'ikar Hadin, it's Mutter, Lemaisa, Aloch Lemaisa is brought down that you should not think about her, you should not think about your business. But upon him, here we're saying Me'ikar Hadin, it's Mutter to do this, because here is Mutter. Right in Marakasha, Rami Le Rav Acha Barav Hunu Le Rava, Mi Om Rav Yechanan Dibur Asa of Hira Mutter, Heki Yisir Rav Yechanan holds that Dibur is Asa, but Hira is Mutter, Amma, Yisif from Rav Yechanan, that he holds Hira Lavka Dibur Dami, Hira is down the same level as Dibur. But I'll bring you a different Rav Yechanan, it's not like that. V'am Rav Avachan Om Rav Yechanan, V'chomokoy Mutter Lahar, you're allowed to think and learning any way you are, Chutz, the base of America, it's the base of Kisa, besides for a bathhouse, or a bathroom, you're not allowed to think and learning. I here is not like Dibur. Why can't you think of learning? And for the Gemara, Shani Hashem, the Be'ino of Ahoy Machanecha Kodesh Veleka. The Gemara's Teretz is, if you Rashi learns, is that it says in the Pasuk that your Machanecha should be Kodesh. You shouldn't have any Tzoya in your Machane. What's the Pshat? So Rashi says, because Pshat is, you want to be able to think of learning everywhere you go. And so that's why it has to be Machanecha Kodesh. So you see that it's Machanecha Kodesh, Machanecha for everything, even for her. So that's what Echanami really here is Lav Kadibra, but from the pasuk Goyim Achanecha Kodesh is Mashma even here. Right, the Gemara Vahachinami by the sugis of Erva also Ksivla Yir Bcha Ervas Davar. It says Ervas Davar, so it says Davar, which is Dibur. So maybe say only Dibur is also. So the Gemara is an answer that there's two things. Goyim Achanecha Kodesh means like Beis Hamerchetz, Beis Akisei, a tzaya, those things are machanecha kaddish. There's another thing called erva. In front of someone's erva, you're not allowed to say tarah. That's the afka talking, not the. That's the afka talking, not here. That's Mara's tarah. Let's see the Mara's tarah inside. Hachin nami ksiv lo yirak erva zdavah. The emphatic gemara hu mbayu le the krav yehuda the yehuda akum orum also likras kriyash machanecha doy. A akum who is orum, a non-Jew who is orum, you're not allowed to read Shema keneged his erva. And it means, and the Gemara is going to say in a second, it means even the Yisrael. But Kaponim, we're just saying that there's a different din, there's a din connected to Erva. That has din dafka dibur and not her. Masha Inke in the base of America, it's a base of Kisei, that's even her. So Gemara just explains, Rav Yehuda here, my ear, your Akum, I feel Yisrael Nami. What's up with the Akum? Even Yisrael also now read Shema connected his Erva. And for the Gemara, Loi Mibayi Kama. We're saying, Loi Mibayi, Loi Mibayi Yisrael, it's Pasha that Yisrael the Aser. Have Akum, maybe by Akum, Kim Nechsevei. Asher, Bosa, Chamarim, Vesorim. Since it says about Akum that they're considered like a donkey, so maybe Imeshapadomi, maybe the Erev is not called the Erev, they're like a donkey. Kamash Vulam, no. Frank the Marim, Chanami, maybe, yeah. Oh, my Krov, Ervas Avim Leiro. Talking about Noyach, it says Ervas Avim Leiro. We see it had a din Erva, even though Noyach was not considered a Yid. Kamash Vulam, that there is a din Erva by a guy. And that's the Chiddush, that even Erva is also by a guy. You should just know, once he's talking about a goy's erva or a yid's erva, a one-day-old child erva is a big shiloh. That's a problem of saying kriya shema kenegdo. It's venegay by a bris, to make the bracha by a bris. The mice will be passing that an 8-day-old erva is not a problem. Zok t'gemara v'ayter, dibur mi aser? Is dibur also on Shabbos? You tell me that dibur is also on Shabbos. The way Rashi learns the way Tosh learns the kasha is, you tell me it's also with the raisal. It's mimshel chevetzach of David over to say diburim to talk about business on Shabbos. But Rav Chistov, Rav Nur, Darim Tavayu, Chesbonis al mitzvah mutl lachoshim Shabbos. Rav Chistov and Nur say that for Chesbonis of a mitzvah, you're allowed to talk on Shabbos. Like you want to try to save someone and put a pin in shvuyim. It's mutter to talk about the money on Shabbos. Bar Rav Lozo, another example. Peskim stalkel aniyim on Shabbos. You're allowed to. Make a appeal for the aniyim, for the poor people on Shabbos. You're allowed to talk about and look into b'kuach nefesh or b'kuach rabim b'shabbos, b'kuach rabim, like Rashi is calling the Rosh, so it means let's say for the government. There's some kind of shtad law, and you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. But about the kechles, rabim b'shabbos, you're allowed to walk to the batei knesiyos and talk about iske rabim. Different shtad lomis things on Shabbos. Svar mashvur achmeinu v'yechanan holchim v'tartiyos v'karkasoyos v'zikoyos. These are different palaces where the goyim hang out. You let it go there on Shabbos. Vakeach leskerabim to work in the government to make it better for the yidden. And vakeach leskerabim v'Shabbos. V'tolav emunash you're not meshadchel al tanoikus. You're allowed to make a shidduch on for the children on Shabbos. What's wrong making a shidduch? Because when you make a shidduch, you talk about money, how much support you're giving. You let it do that on Shabbos. Li'aris v'Shabbos. You let it make a shidduch to make an erisin, even though you might talk about money. Balatinik lam de sefer. You let it hire a malamid and for money to learn Torah lam de umnus or teach him a trade. Teaching him a trade is a mitzvah. So you let it talk about all these things. So the kash is hanky say dibur becheshbonis is also on Shabbos, and we rate Hoshe learns that it's be the raisa also. Oh, you see for a mitzvah it's mutter. It can't be the raisa for a mitzvah is mutter. So always it's a mitzvah is mutter. And for the Gemara. Midaraisa, that's mutter talk about for the in the pasuk itself. It's klar that's mutter for mitzvahs. Why? Omakrom and so chavtzich of a daber daba chavtzecha asurim your chavtzim aser chavtzich shemayim mutarim. But if it's chavtzich shemayim, it's mutter. It's only your own chavtzim aser. But chavtzich shemayim is taka mutter, and that's why all these things of a kuach nefesh, of a kuach tzedaka, all these things are mutter to do, to talk about on Shabbos. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omra v'yuda amma shmuel. Chashboines shel malach. V'shel mavakach. Mutu l'chashbo m'shabes. What it means is, Rashi explains, malach means you're allowed to talk about things that have no shaykhis to you. You don't want to do it. You just say, you know what? You know, to build a yacht costs $200 million. You know, you're allowed to say that. It's not the best thing to talk about on Shabbos, but you're allowed to say that on Shabbos. Why? Because you're not building a yacht for $200 million. It's a malach. Malach means, like, who cares? And Mabakach was also Mutter. Mabakach means something that was done already. Rashi and Tapra Ahmed says, you already did it. He said, oh, how much did you pay for your car 5 years ago? Yeah, I paid $20,000 for it 5 years ago. It's Mabakach. It's not a gain anymore. That's also Mutter Chazbim Shabbos. Tainam Ahachi. We're talking about the Brice like that. The Brice says, Cheshbonos she'avru. Cheshbonos that were passed already. V'sha'asidim liyos. That are going to be osed, they're going to happen. That's also l'chazban. You know, I'll do it. And we'll see what that means, she'avru. If that's the heuristic of stira. But it says, Cheshbonos she'avru and v'sha'asidim liyos is also l'chazban. You know, I'll do it on Shabbos. V'sha'al malach. But malach means like, who cares? Some avakach, something that was already mutta l'chazban. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. You're allowed to talk about that on Shabbos. So it's a raya to this man, the Yomar, who don't shmuel, that's mutter. So the Gemara, V'raminu asher kasha, says in a braisa, choshvin cheshboina she'in etzrichim, ve'im achshivim cheshboina shtrichim v'shabbos. You're allowed to talk about cheshboina that you don't need, but you can't talk about cheshboina that you need, that you still need. Kate, so what's the example? Oim od b'chaver, kach v'kach poilim, haitzesi asod azu. I spent this much money, this many workers on this field, you know, a few years ago. This much money I spent for this house. That you're allowed to say. But you can't say, this much I spent so far, and this much I still owe. So the kasha is, that how can you say before, that it's osir, avru is osir, here it's saying, Avru is mutter, because the beginning of this brisa says that something that was done already, Haitseisi asadazu is mutter. Haitseisi asadazu is mutter. And before we just said, Avru, the beginning of the brisa on the bottom of the arm, it said, Avru is asr. Right, the Gemara, Akash, Vatameh, Akash, Yigufa. It's shver, the first brisa itself, Mneu Bey is shver. Because it said, Avru is asr, then it said, Mabakach is mutter. So it's really a steer in the first brisa itself. It said, the brisa that goes from the bottom arm to the top arm is really a steer of the brisa itself. Because the brisa says, V'chabayin she'avru is asr, then it says, Mabakach is mutter. So what's the difference? So Gemara answers, and they'll answer all these kashas. Elohodika agra de gira gabe, hodleka agra de gira bay. Depends if you paid up. If you're completely paid up already, that's called Mabakach is mutter. But if you didn't pay up yet, even though you've already passed tense, but you didn't pay up the chayv yet, the halach is, that's considered that you're still in the middle of it, and that's also to talk about. So when the Brisa says in the bottom of Kuf Nunam Aleph, that Chazbonos she'avru is asr, it means even though you finished it, but you didn't pay up yet, that is a case, there'll still be asr to talk about it.